Do you like what you guys have accomplished to this point? I know you had some tough struggles in the red zone last game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're doing good things. I think it's guys aren't making mistakes. It's just a matter of getting everybody playing at a high level and stepping up and making some plays when we need to. So I think that's what preseason's for. It's never going to be totally smooth and everything going well, because you are trying new things and you're experimenting and you're working on things. So but I've been pleased with the focus and the energy and the enthusiasm from the guys, and hopefully we can continue that and keep improving throughout the season. It's not like training camp comes and that's as good as you're gonna be. You're gonna keep getting better each and every week.
I know he wasn't out there today practicing, but Pinoski coming off PUP, how big of a move is that for you guys offensively, considering it's been a while since he's been out there with you guys?
Yeah, and obviously Henry is a big part of our offense and in our run game, and he knows the offense well and the pass protection, so he does a great job. And Bear's been filling that role, and again, Bear has been here a long time and knows the offense very well and does a good job and knowing everything. We feel we can run our offense smoothly with whoever's in there.
Tom just said Henry does have that special quality because he can do things that other guys can't at that position. What is that from your perspective? What can he bring to this offense?
Well, in our run game, he's the lead blocker in a lot of things, and also in pass protection, does a good job picking up linebackers and blitzers, and he does a good job getting into his routes as well and catching the ball in the flat and giving us some plays. So he just has a good feel when to do the little things, when to chip as you're getting out, and has a great just understanding of the offense.
Eli, what do you think about Terrell? He's missed the last two seasons with ACLs, and tomorrow he's coming back.
Yeah, I'm excited for him, and he's seen him rehab and go through this, and it's been tough, and hated it for him last year to see it, see him get injured, because I know he worked so hard to make a comeback. So hopefully, he can obviously stay healthy. We're rooting for him, and he's a tremendous player, I'm just pleased to see him back out in the field and competing and playing at a high level.
What have you seen of your own defensive backs? This might be the deepest group you guys have had.
I feel we have it's a challenge every day. I think it's great for our receivers to go against a good group of guys, and everybody's a little different. Some are speed guys, some are bigger, more physical guys, and so you're getting a lot of different looks and a lot of different techniques. So I think it's great for our from a passing game for us to get work against a good quality group.
Eli, your offensive line's been juggled twice in the last 2 days. How eager and how curious are you to see them get in this game action, which they're going to get a lot of snaps, and obviously you're going to need them?
Yeah, I think you got to take try to find the positives in everything. I mean, moving guys around and you want guys who are very versatile and can play different spots, and through the course of the season, you're going to have guys in and out a little bit. You're going to have some injuries, and guys are going to have to step in and fill those roles. So we're getting a lot of work, and I think it'll be a great test for these guys. The Jets can, show a talented defense, show a number of looks, and we're all going to have to be on the same page and knowing, who we're blocking, and also, block the guys well, and so we can, run our offense successfully.
You don't want to get used to throwing to someone in the slot other than Victor, I'm sure, but until he's back, I mean, have you been kind of waiting for Jarrell, like everyone else has, to kind of show you what maybe they were thinking of when they drafted him?
Yeah, and I think Jarrell's done, he's worked hard, and he's shows some promising days where he's does a lot of good things, and he's got good quickness, so I think it's been good for him to obviously watch Victor and how he does some of his things and makes good decisions and in the slot. So I'm excited about him tomorrow, and hopefully he can have a good day for us. And again, the more weapons you can have on offense and moving different guys around and get them in mismatches, the better off we'll be.
Do you think he can be one?
I hope so. I think he has the skill level and to go out there and great quickness and speed, and he's making good decisions and good route running, so should be able to run our offense very efficiently with him out there.
you trust him? I mean, do you know what I mean? You have to trust
him,
especially in the slot.
Yeah. You know, I think, and obviously, you know, we've gotten some work, but you know, game time is the best thing you can get for you know, a receiver who you know you have limited playing time with. You just got to get him in live action and, you know, see what he can do and get open and make some plays for us.
Are you surprised at how quiet things have been? I mean, this is Giants Jets the last couple of years. That's been a lot of buzz about that game.
Yeah, well, it's always a big game. It's most times it's the third preseason game, and kind of the starters are going to play a bunch. And so, it's an important game for us to go out there and try to play well, and we'll try to do that against a good team.
They are starting a rookie quarterback. It's been a long time, obviously, for you, but do you remember, would you feel a little bit for a rookie trying to process everything so quickly and going into his first start?
Yeah, I mean, we have a rookie quarterback also, so I've been working with him, and it's obviously, you know, this week, things seem kind of simple, and all of a sudden the jet week, and you get a lot of different looks, and you know, their personnels and alignments, and so, those rookies, you've a lot going on, and a lot of things kind of can get blend in together, and so you just try to work with them and teach them and get them to, you know, get some plays that they feel comfortable with and get them in a good rhythm.
Eli, do you have to make any adjustments for the different center?
No, you know, Jimmy's done a good job and knows well, and got a good number of snaps with him this spring with Boss being out, and so feel comfortable getting the snaps, and he does a good, you know, has a great knowledge of the offense and making this call, so I really haven't had to make any adjustments.
Yeah, you practiced with him out last year too, right? Because Boss missed bunch of time last year.
Yeah, so I've got a number, got a lot of reps with Jimmy and Booth if he's at center also. So we've been shuffling guys around a good bit over the last couple of years and feel comfortable with all of them.
I mean, the last couple of days, was there any point where you went to the line and you weren't 100% sure you could quickly from left to right or right to left name them all?
You know, a lot of times I don't even look at the offensive line. You know, I just say, I know they're there, and I trust that they're going to protect me. And so, you know, I'm focused on the defense, and I'm just calling the plays and going through reads and knowing, you know, they're going to get the job done.
You're going to break their hearts by saying that.
No, that's all right. They don't want me looking at them.
If you don't notice them, I guess it's better.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your level of concern with Victor? We mentioned Victor. I mean, obviously, you're...
Hopefully he can heal up and get back soon. So, that's what, you know, kind of what I'm hearing, but, we'll see and we'll just keep working and getting other guys ready because you never know what might happen, whether hopefully everybody stays healthy, but sometimes, you know, guys gotta, you know, miss some time here or there and you want guys to be able to step in. So I think that's good. You know, you get some, you know, Jernigan, you get Hardy, you get some guys, some playing experience, so you do gain some confidence with them if they have to step up and get them in a game. And maybe, you know, when the pressure's on, you want guys to rise to the occasion and make some plays for it.
You mentioned Hardy. Are you kind of, you know, rooting for him a little bit, you know, after he had that tough time last week?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job. And he had a big play yesterday in a two-minute drill And so he's doing, you know, he's playing well, and he's made a bunch of strides since the beginning of camp, and understand the offense. So I think he's doing a good job, and hopefully has a big day.